All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life with a little more calm, a whole lot of control, and maybe even a sprinkle of humor along the way. Today, we're diving deep into something we all struggle with. Managing those pesky emotions and triggers that can sometimes feel like they're running sure. Ever felt your blood pressure skyrocket in traffic? You know that feeling when you get caught in an endless loop of negative thoughts? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We don't have to let our emotions rule us. We can learn to recognize those triggers, understand their roots, and ultimately develop strategies to respond instead of react. It's like learning a new superpower. Emotional intelligence. Now, this isn't about suppressing your feelings. That's not realistic or healthy. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and then choosing how you want to act in response. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. You can let yourself get swept away by the force of the wave, or you can stand tall, observe its power, and ride it out with grace. So, what are some concrete strategies we can use to become masters of our emotional landscape? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First, awareness is your secret weapon. Pay attention to your body's signals, that tightening in your chest, the quickening heartbeat, the urge to lash out. These are your early warning signs, letting you know a trigger is approaching. The more aware you become of these cues, the better equipped you are to manage the situation before it spirals out of control. Second, identify your triggers. What specific events, people, or situations tend to set you off? Is it a certain type of criticism, a stressful deadline, or maybe even a particular smell that takes you back to a negative memory? Once you know what your triggers are, you can start to develop coping mechanisms. Then reframe your thoughts. Negative thought patterns can fuel emotional chaos. When you catch yourself spiraling into self-criticism or worst-case scenarios, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? Often, a simple shift in perspective can make all the difference. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness techniques, like meditation or deep breathing exercises, can help you calm your mind and center yourself in the present moment. When you're anchored in the now, you're less likely to be swept away by emotional turbulence. Think of it as training your mind to be a calm oasis amidst the storm. And finally, cultivate healthy coping mechanisms. Find activities that help you de-stress and release tension. This could be anything from exercise and spending time in nature to listening to music or journaling. Having these outlets allows you to process your emotions effectively and prevent them from building up into overwhelming situations. Let's say you're at work and your boss gives you a critical feedback. You feel your heart rate increase, your palms start to sweat, and that familiar urge to defend yourself kicks in. Before you launch into a fiery rebuttal, take a deep breath. Recognize those physical sensations as signs of stress. Reframe the situation. Maybe this criticism is an opportunity for growth, not a personal attack. Remind yourself of your strengths and past successes. Take a few minutes to gather your thoughts before responding calmly and constructively. Remember, mastering emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more in control than others, but that's okay. What matters is that you keep practicing, keep learning, and keep striving to be the best version of yourself. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Start by identifying one trigger you want to address. Then, brainstorm a few strategies to manage it using the tips we discussed. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you. And remember, keep striving for that calm and collected mindset. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.